AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The heads of the agencies carrying out President Trump's mass deportation agenda will testify in Congress today and face questions over how they're prosecuting immigration enforcement inside U.S. cities. Todd Lyons, the acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Rodney Scott, who heads U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and Joseph Edlow, who is the director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, will speak in front of the House Committee on Homeland Security. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is heading to Washington today to encourage Trump to expand the scope of high-stakes nuclear talks with Iran. The world's biggest social media companies face several landmark trials this year that seek to hold them responsible for harms to children who use their platforms. Opening statements in one such trial in Los Angeles County Superior Court began yesterday. The AP's Caitlin Humani has more.
Attorney Mark Lanier delivered the opening statements for the plaintiffs first, arguing that the case is as easy as ABC, which he said stands for Addicting the Brains of Children. His argument centers on internal documents from defendants Meta and YouTube that show an awareness of the addictive quality of social media and a desire to capitalize off of young people's heavy use of their platforms. The plaintiff has only been identified by her initials, KGM. She began using social media as a minor and claimed she became addicted to the platforms, which then had a detrimental impact on her mental health. So far, jurors have already been presented with an abundance of information. Jurors were told they do not need to discontinue use of YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, or any other forms of social media throughout the course of the trial, which is expected to last about 8 weeks. But the judge emphasized that they should not change the way that they interact with the platforms, including by changing any settings or creating new accounts.
Stocks are stalling on Wall Street after a report showed U.S. retailers made less money at the end of last year than economists expected. This is AP News. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on the deepening misery in the West Bank as Israel provides few Palestinians work permits.
When Shurat Barghouti opens the fridge in her home in the West Bank city of Tulkarem, it's empty. She says her children frequently go to bed hungry and are often sick. She hasn't paid rent in 2 years. The landlord has been trying to evict them and sometimes throws their belongings in the street. Barghouti says her husband has spent 5 months in prison for trying to climb the barrier to enter Israel for work. The couple, who did once work in Israel, are now both unemployed and around $14,000 in debt. She is among some 100,000 Palestinians whose work permits were revoked after Hamas's October 7th attack ignited the war in the Gaza Strip. But Israel says it's under no obligation to allow Palestinians to enter for work and says it revoked the permits for security reasons.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.